We got Barb Piscopo from the Lorain Historical Society joining us this morning. Hi, Barb.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How have you been keeping in touch with all the fans of the Historical Society these last few months?
Well, gratefully, we have a good online presence, and thank God for social media. You know, I do complain about it at times, but it really has been the wave of the future. I don't think we're going to change from that. And God bless Zoom.
You're able to keep people in touch with people within the organization as well as members and just people who want to, you know, to see what's going on. But you're talking with us today because I guess there's going to be sort of normal open hours. When does that start for you?
So starting Tuesday, August 4th, we are resuming our open hours as they have been. So that would be Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 10 until 3 at the Carnegie Center. So here, their tours are self-guided, and the building is 10,000 square feet, so it's very possible to maintain good social distancing. Our gift shop will be open. Our children's room will not be open until after Labor Day. Our kids' camps are going on now. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, 10 until 3 at Carnegie, and then on Tuesdays at the Morehouse from 10 until 3. Those will be guided tours.
Now, you do have some of the protocol put in place. You kind of have to certain, I guess, number of people as well as, I guess, as everywhere, the masks. What else things do people need to know when they come?
So absolutely. We're asking everyone who comes to either site to wear a mask. I'll talk about the Morehouse a little bit first. Those tours are guided and the rooms are small. And so we really ask that people be very careful, keep their masks on at all times. And you will get a guided tour of the Morehouse. If people are concerned about going into a smaller area, then, you know, certainly we're going to be open after this is all over with. So be patient with us and wait. We welcome you when you are comfortable coming back. But tours of the Morehouse usually are small. We ask that you come with family members or people that you've been with. We cannot accommodate a large group of people who haven't been together at the Morehouse, but we do welcome family groups or visitors to come in their friend groups. At the Carnegie Center, it's a little bit different because we do have, as I said, 10,000 square feet, and several groups could do a self-guided tour at the same time. Our numbers are limited in the gift shop to 6. And we do have markers and reminders everywhere because I know it's hard to remember to stay 6 feet apart, especially in a smaller space. And again, wear masks at the Carnegie Center. We have sanitizing stations throughout the building, first and second floor. So I think we're ready for the type of visitor attendance we get. We are not scheduling programs at either location, so we won't have larger groups. Here, we will just have people who come for a tour or people who come to shop in the gift shop, and we welcome that.
One of the things I also see you have coming up is the Maria's Ice Cream Wagon. Talk about this and this partnership that developed.
So we are really excited, and I have to tell you, it proves that radio advertising works. So your listeners need to pay attention to that. I was listening to the radio one morning when I was getting ready for work, and I heard a woman from Maria's Prayers from Maria charity speak about an ice cream wagon, and we were trying to figure out a way to preserve our ice cream social and still maintain all the proper protocols, because who doesn't love ice cream in the summer, right? And so I had our development person call Prayers from Maria and see if we could rent a truck for Sunday, August 9th, which we've done. So we're partnering with another charity, Prayers from Maria. We are going to visit 4 different places in Lorain throughout the afternoon on Sunday, August 9th. So you can go on our website for more information and get the times, but I'll just review them really quickly. From 1 to 2, we'll be here at Carnegie. From 2:30 to 3, we will be at Lakeview Park. From 3:30 to 4, we'll be at Longfellow Park. And from 4:30 to 5, we'll be at Oakwood Park. Children 18 and under can get ice cream free. And adults will pay $5. So $5 will get you an ice cream novelty, and it will also go to support Prayers for Maria and the Lorain Historical Society. We are taking donations. People who want to see kids from Lorraine get free ice cream are welcome to make a donation. $5 will get one child ice cream and support two great, wonderful organizations. And we've done donations online, on Facebook, on my Facebook page. I have a fundraiser. Some of our board members have fundraisers on their Facebook pages. People have sent in checks. So we are confident that we can provide at no loss to either organization free ice cream for kids 18 and under on that day, because the kids deserve some free ice cream. Who doesn't, right?
Right. It's wonderful for that. Barb, over this time where things have been shut down and we know about businesses, but we don't always think about nonprofits or even museums in a sense, what has that been like for you and other organizations maybe that are in the same similar area that you maybe have contact with? What are they planning on doing, you know, through this, and how has this really impacted what they do as far as museums and places of education?
It's a great question. And as you know, as you see in the news, we're all struggling trying to figure out how to make this work. And for us, making it work doesn't only mean bringing people in the doorway. It means making sure that our donations stay where they need to be, that our grants stay where they need to be. Quite honestly, so organizations like arts and culture and education can survive. We're impacted just as everybody else is. And some of the national museum organizations are predicting that, you know, once this COVID-19 crisis is over, 20% of small museums will have to close. And I think that would be a huge loss to our nation. Because when you lose history and a sense of history, when you lose the arts, that is really who we are. All the other stuff is important, and our health is important, and our economy is important. But for us as human beings, to me, losing a sense of history, losing art and culture would be just as awful. So we're asking our donors. I know that most of our donors have really continued their giving, and we're really appreciative of that. We've had to cancel a couple of major fundraisers, just like other historical societies in the area. So I'm making the plea, not just for myself, but for anyone else who supports an arts, culture, or historical organization. Please continue to do so if you can.
Barb, some of your donations come in the form of artifacts, old pictures, memorabilia. What's the status of that in terms of donating to the society?
So right now, we are putting a hold on drop-off or in-person donations of physical objects and printed materials. If people have scans of photographs or scans of archival materials that they would like to share with us, we can accommodate that. You can contact us through info@lorainehistory.org, and we'll be happy to direct you in the right place, or you can call us at 440-245-2563. We really can't risk having a lot of people come here with stuff right now. It just isn't a good thing. We're not sure when we'll lift that moratorium, but we will do that as soon as everyone thinks it's safe to do so. We're also limiting researchers. We are not taking in, at least for the foreseeable future, and by that I mean August and September, we are not taking in in-person research requests. You can contact us again via info@lorainehistory.org, via our website. Call us, 440-245-2563. We can do some small research for you in that manner. Larger research projects, if we do have staff available, we can do for a fee.
So, Barb, did you spend any time cleaning? What happens during this time when you have nobody there and you have an opportunity maybe to move things around or look for some documents or archives, things like that?
OMG. Yes, we did. We actually have our curator, Caitlin Donaldson, working on a tremendous collection project that we've been avoiding during this time. Just like people in their homes, you know, right, have cleaned out all their closets, cleaned out their file drawers, have stuff ready for shredding. We've kind of done something similar. I've cleaned out all of our organization files. Now, that doesn't mean I've thrown everything away. Please, I don't want anybody to freak out on that one. But we have cleaned out. You know, we've grown a lot in the last 8 to 10 years, and so we need to rearrange our stuff. And Caitlin is working on an amazing collection project right now and working with our collections committee on that. And we've been able to make use of some of the space here at Carnegie, which we wouldn't have done if we were open to the public during this time.
Yeah, you're trying to find a little lemonade in those lemons that you get, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have. I'm very grateful to our staff, to our board, for, you know, once the initial shock wore off, I think we all pivoted very quickly, as did many other organizations. And really tried to think out of the box, how to stay in touch, how to do things, how, you know. So we're all learning to live with uncertainty, and I'm afraid this is going to be around for a while.
Sure. Well, this starts, you're thinking of maybe there's an exhibit in the future there, right, related to certain things like this that we can look at and sort of learn from for the future.
Yep. We are collecting journal entries. I know if you go on our website, there is a COVID-19 journaling project. Many people have sent in submissions of how they're coping through this time. You know, we don't have those records from the 1918 flu. Number one, people didn't journal probably that much, and they didn't probably think that they were worth much either. So we want, when, you know, 10 to 20 years from now, 50 years from now, when we're all long gone, well, most of us, some of us are long gone, we want the people who are looking back at this event in our world and find out what it really was like.
Absolutely. Barb, we appreciate your time this morning, and I'm glad you're opening up again Tuesday, August 4th for that, and then coming up on the Sunday, August 9th, you'll have the Maria's Ice Cream Wagon throughout the city. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate being invited. Thanks again.